In the Heidelberg Catechism, questions 33 and 34, it focuses on two names for the Lord Jesus. One is only begotten Son of God, and the other is Lord. Both of them focus on his person and his work. Now, only begotten Son, when we hear that, and especially when we look at the early church creeds where they confess that Jesus, the Son, is eternally begotten of the Father, sometimes it can lead us astray because we are time-bound creatures and everything that we think of has a time reference. And when we hear the word begotten or born, it means that at a certain point, somebody came into being, and prior to that, they were not in being. And so it can make it seem like that only the Father is truly God and that Jesus is a creature, a creation, part of the creation, even though he may be high and exalted. But when the phrase is used in this context, the word begotten is not a time word. It's not a time reference. It's a relationship word. It shows the eternal relationship of the Son to the Father. And when we are told that Jesus in particular is the only begotten Son of God, it refers not only to the fact that in eternity past, he has always been the eternal Son. He is equally God with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, but the Trinity is not an eternal commune of thing one, thing two, and thing three. It is an eternal family, one God, three persons, the Father eternally the Father, the Son eternally the Son, and the Holy Spirit eternally the Holy Spirit. It is also the reference in regard to Jesus to the incarnation, the eternal God the Son becoming in the person of Jesus, who is now the God-man, also the Son of God. Adam is called the Son of God in Scripture. He was the covenant head of the human race. As Adam went, so went we all. And Jesus is a new Adam. He has come to create a new human race, born of the Spirit, delivered from death, restored to fellowship with God, restored to eternal life and the glory for which we and the entire creation were originally created. Jesus is also Lord, which is the end result of his incarnation and his work, both in his ministry, his atoning death on the cross, his resurrection from the dead, in other words, his conquering of the power of Satan, sin, and death, and his exaltation to the throne of God where he now sits. He is Lord. He has reclaimed rightful authority over all of mankind and over the earth, which Satan sort of hijacked in the Garden of Eden. So Jesus is the only begotten Son, and he is Lord. And it just describes his work here as redemption. It says that Jesus ransomed us, body and soul, from our sins with his precious blood. Now, ransom, that is a redemption word. Now, redemption is one of these big picture words. It's basically a synonym for salvation. When you hear the word salvation, think of redemption, because redemption helps us understand how Jesus saves us. And basically, Jesus fulfills all three roles of a redeemer in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is great for showing us very true life pictures of God, of what he's doing, and what his salvation entails. A redeemer in the Bible, in short, is someone who helps you when you're helpless to help yourself. A redeemer is someone who helps you when you're helpless to help yourself. And the Old Testament pictures three different ways that we can become helpless to help ourselves. One of them is when we are taken captive by somebody else. Somebody stronger than us takes us captive and holds us enslaved, and we're helpless to help ourselves. The second one is a debt or a financial situation where we have come under a debt, we have incurred a debt which we are helpless to pay, and there is nothing we can do about it. And the third one is a legal setting where there are charges that are brought against us which we cannot get out of. We're in a legal situation with a judgment brought against us, and we are helpless to help ourselves in terms of getting out of that judgment. Well, Jesus is our Redeemer in all three ways. First of all, He is our helper who comes into the courtroom, and He gets us off, not by some kind of a trick or a mind game. He gets us off because He pays our debt. Okay? We have a judgment against us for a debt we cannot pay. The debt that is forfeit in our cases is our life, because the wages of sin is death. Jesus enters into death on our behalf. He pays our debt, and thus He gets us out from under that debt, and He frees us from the legal judgment against us. And through this means, Jesus also frees us from the slavery into which we had fallen. So we were helpless to help ourselves. Jesus became our Redeemer in all three ways. And through this redemption, He has conquered Satan, sin, and death. And He is now Lord of heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.